Okay, it's Twitter Tuesday again, so stay tuned to the Leadersmith podcast.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The Leadersmith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
Okay, welcome to the Leadersmith podcast. I am your host, Darren Gurdis, and it is Twitter Tuesday, which means that I go out onto Twitter and I just look for leadership discussion or hashtag leadership and see what has been said. I thin out what's there and I only select ones that are worthy of being talked about. So, and if I find something, I will give that person credit. And, you know, I like to cite my sources as a professor. So that's what I'll do. So the first one is this. Ibrahim, please help me, forgive me if I've slaughtered a name, Khalifulla, I-K-H-A-L-I-F-U-L-L-A-H, said, respect leadership, not seniority. Now that's pithy, and I like what he's trying to say here. I think what he's saying is leadership is what you follow. It's not just about the position or how long that person has been in the position. And I hope I'm not putting words in your mouth, Ibrahim. I think that's what you're saying. And if that's right, that's right. Leadership is everywhere. It's not just that the boss has leadership and therefore should be respected, but there's a person in that room, the person that everybody at that meeting is listening to, that's the leader in the room. The boss might be a leader too, but the person that everybody's really listening to, that's the one that you can really tell is a leader. Okay, number two, this comes from Glasstap, at Glasstap, G-L-A-S-S-T-A-P. And they posted this this phrase that says, respect is for those who deserve it, not for those who demand it. I really like that one. This is a quote by a guy named Paulo Coelho, C-O-E-L-H-O. So let's unpack that. Respect is for those who deserve it, not demand it. If you say, I demand that you respect me, there's something has already gone wrong. Like, why would you have to do that if you're doing something that is worthy of respect, right? So respect is for those who deserve it, not those who demand it. I had an MBA student a few years back who told me that his boss demanded that he likes him. I demand that you like me. Like, no, just be likable. Don't, you know, and same thing, same principle here. If you have to demand it, something went wrong somewhere. Okay, next one. TESPA, this is at T-E-P-S-A talk. At T-E-P-S-A talk. Okay, so here's the quote. Don't find fault, find a remedy. This is attributed to Henry Ford, but lots of things are attributed to Henry Ford. And I'm not familiar enough with the quote to know better, but the principle is right. Don't find a fault. Find a remedy. If you have problems, everybody can bring a problem. I mean, that's not hard at all. Everybody can criticize. Everybody can tear down. Find a remedy. It's hard to actually find solutions, but you become more valuable when you find solutions for others, especially for the boss. Okay, next. This is by Kate Nasser at K-A-T-E-N-A-S-S-E-R on Twitter. And this is a great quote. A candle loses nothing by lighting another candle. Love it. Kate, A plus. Okay, same thing. And I've talked about this in another episode. I don't remember exactly what the context was, but it's like you don't lose anything by helping someone with something that's intangible. So if I have something profound to say and I say it and you learn it, and now it's not like I lost anything because now you know it, right? A candle loses nothing by lighting another candle. It's just spreading good, okay? Spreading that light. Kate, well done. I think this applies to leadership to the degree that you can help somebody else become that leader too and raise them up and help them strengthen them. Awesome. That's exactly what we should be doing as leaders. Okay, next one is by Action Complete. I've cited Action Complete a number of times. They just keep coming up in my feed, and they have good stuff almost every time. So here, this is a quote by Robert Kiyosaki. The quote is this, every successful person in life began by pursuing a passion, usually against all odds. Again, it's by Robert Kiyosaki. If you don't know who Robert Kiyosaki is, he's the guy that did the Rich Dad, Poor Dad book series, a number of really good books. Let's just take the first part. I'm not worried about the against all odds, but pursuing a passion. Every successful person began by pursuing a passion. Yeah, I can't tell you how many people are successful when they pursue a passion. I don't know what the statistics are, as opposed to people who are just pursuing, just trying to become rich or do a job or whatever. But I would argue that you're probably going to find the predominant success in people that are pursuing a passion. Usually we don't stay focused or don't stay as aggressively pursuing something if we're not passionate about it. So find that passion and doggedly pursue it. And you'll have a great time doing it because it's your passion. Okay, next one. This is by Dan Rockwell, and his Twitter handle is @LeadershipFreak, which, great name, Leadership Freak. Okay, it says this: it's simpler to give direction and expect obedience than to endure the messy work of collaboration. Dan, awesome. I mean, I've seen this again and again and again. This is one of many young leaders' downfalls, because they just try to tell people what to do instead of actually listening to them, because it's just, it seems on the surface that it's so much easier to just say, you know, just do what I told you, as opposed to find out what the problem is. Well, why do you have a hardship with it? What would you like to, what do we need to talk about? How can we all get on the same page? But the fast way is the slow way, and the slow way is the fast way. What I mean by that is, if you do it fast, if you just try to be, you know, quick about it and just, I'm just telling you now, just go do it. If you do that, then you're going to, people are going to resist. They're going to dig in. They're not going to actually be faithful to it. But if you give them time to think about it, to talk about it, to consider it, we discuss it, and then they participate and they choose yes or no. You give them the right to be involved in it, right? Even if they lose, if they participate, they still will be more likely to continue with it. Okay, but if they participate because it was their idea, they're going to make it happen because it's their idea. So again, let me read the quote again. It's simpler to give direction and expect obedience than to endure the messy work of collaboration. Yes, collaboration is messy. And very often what will happen is that your plan that you've been thinking about for weeks or months will get changed in the process. And you don't want that to happen. But it's usually stronger when it is done that way. When it's collaborated, I've always found that my plans get improved when I bring it out for collaboration. So do that messy work of collaboration. Dan, A+. Well done. Okay, next. This is from the Rolling Rockstar @MateDC, MateDC. Okay, here is the quote. It's from John Maxwell. People may hear your words, but they feel your attitude. And that's right. If you are saying, you know, that's great, I really appreciate your effort, but you're thinking, I really hate that person, I can't stand that person, what they will hear is, this is a hypocrite who is saying one thing, but I can feel that they really don't like me. Or whatever it is, if the message is not consistent, both the text and the subtext, or the attitude, that's what I'm calling subtext here. If the message is not consistent, we will go with what we feel, not with what we hear. And that is so important to understand if you're a leader. Okay, well done, @MateDC. Okay, next. This is from Adam Bloom, @AdamBloom. And he says this: you can't get mad at the people who suck the life out of you if you keep giving them the straw. That was one of the funniest things that I've read here for a long time. That's right. I mean, a lot of people will, you know, I hate these people that are doing this and doing that. Well, you keep allowing them to get into your business or into your life, or sucking the life out of you, or draining, or and sometimes we do this for the most noble reasons, like we really care. But you just have to have some walls and have some appropriate boundaries. I'm trying to think of the John Towson and I'm trying to think of the authors, but they were talking about how you get what you tolerate. I think it's John Trent, and I can't remember the other author's first name. Towson said, you get what you tolerate. And I find that that's true in life. It's true personally. It's true organizationally. Look around. It's even true in society. You get what you tolerate. And so you can't get mad at the people who suck the life out of you if you keep giving them the straw. So be careful. Just a warning. Okay, next. This is from Rick Brewer. Oh, Rick Brewer is a great guy. He's the president of Louisiana College. He has done a tremendous job there. He's a good friend of mine. He used to be a colleague of mine at Charleston Southern. He posted this. It is a great quote by Einstein. This is the quote. Everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it's stupid. Now, that's brilliant, and it's brilliant particularly for educators, and I retweeted that, and I said, yeah, that's right. Especially in education, we need to be aware of that, because, you know, there's, like, even think back to high school. Like, there was, like, math science people, and then there were people that were good at, like, English and history, and they didn't always cross over, but sometimes their gift was really in, like, English and history or math science, but not necessarily the other side. And you have to look for the person's genius where the genius lies. We're not all the same, and we don't all need to be perfectly well-rounded. So well done, Rick. You found a great one. Thank you for sharing that. Maybe I can convince Rick to come on the show and talk to us about what he's doing at LC and how he's gearing up for this, what's going on with COVID and how he's making these decisions. He would be a fountain of insight for a show like this. Okay, and then finally, here's the last one for Twitter Tuesday. This is by Action Complete. Action Complete just keeps coming up again and again. Here, this is a quote from Socrates. The secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new. The secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new. Hey, it doesn't take a lot to criticize or tear down or keep posting your Facebook memes or whatever it is to build new, to actually improve the system, to create what is the future. That takes the work, and that's where the action is. Thank you so much, Action Complete. Okay, hey, that's all that I have to say today on Twitter Tuesday. Thank you for your time. I hope this helps you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow.